More grace to everybody. I am so excited that you are here on this call today as I get ready to minister to you and give you the word of the Lord to share with you some things that I believe God would have me to share with you as we get ready to go into this next place and even this next space. I need you to understand that this is an hour that you're going to have to listen to the voice of the prophet. Did you hear me? You're going to have to listen to the voice of the prophet. If there's ever been an hour for you to listen to the voice of the prophet, the hour is now. The Bible declares that he has set forth in the church apostles, prophets, teachers. That's 1 Corinthians 12. But the gift that God gave to men was the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. You hear that? That's what the word of God says. And God has given that prophet revelation of the times. You have to hear me. We're living in an hour now where the voice of the prophet is being shut. Remember what the enemy came after in this hour. He came after the lungs. COVID came after the lungs. It came to shut down the voice. Now it came to shut down your voice so you can't pray. Because you can't breathe. And God requires praise from anything that has breath. So it came to shut down your breath. But it came down to shut down the voice of the prophet. The voice, that's what we're led by. The Bible says that a voice shall be behind them. Hallelujah. That's what the word of God says, and that's what it declares. I want to give you about 30 more seconds for anybody else to join this call. Sister Joy, keep me abreast with how many are on this call. I'm sorry that we didn't put up the flyer. We make sure we put it on the lines, but we didn't post the flyer. But don't charge that to us. As we know, Sister Joy is cumbered about with so much. She has so many responsibilities. So blame it on me, okay? We have so much to be thankful for and to prepare ourselves for, because I'm telling you that something so profound is getting ready to happen in the life of God's people who will connect themselves to the prophet. Okay? I said something is going to happen in the life of those who will connect themselves to a prophet. Now, I want to say this to you. The first thing, I'm going to share with you some national prophetic words that God has given me. And I pray that God would raise up scribes, not only in KCC, but around the world, who will jot these prophecies down. Amen. Remember when I gave them, because I see so many things on the news, and I don't want to use the word deja vu, but I see so many word things on the news. That in my spirit, I be done said, I saw that. I remember saying that, but I don't remember when I said it. So I need scribes and people in place, prophetic scribes, who write the word of the Lord, who hold on to the word of the Lord, who record the word of the Lord, prophetic recorders. Amen. That when I say it, don't just sit up on the phone and go, ooh, amen. Remember these prophetic words. Because they are sure to come to pass, just like God showed it to me. I'm telling you, if there's ever been an hour that you want to hang close, the hour is now. And I want to, first of all, by the Spirit of God, a couple of weeks ago, I did a class. I only allowed a certain amount of people to be in this class. And the people who were part of this class would tell you that class was life-changing. Because I shared with them a lot of secrets to get to the next level. Now, we're going to another level, and a lot of times we have a lot of church cliches, a lot of, jumping and shouting, dancing and screaming, cliche. We're going to another level, and we just shout. But going to another level has to be intentional. And that's the word of the Lord that God gave me the other night. He said, that in your life there has been much tension, which has caused great attention, but you have not used intention. That's what God told me. He said, in your life, you've experienced much tension, and so your tension has caused attention. He said, but you've not used great intention, which means I didn't use it. You know, people are dirty, and people are going to always throw dirt on you. But just because they throw dirt don't mean you can't use it. You can use that dirt to plant a seed. You can use that dirt to plant a seed and produce a harvest, because a seed goes in dirt. So when people are being dirty towards you and people are mishandling you, you don't be dirty. You become a seed. While they're being dirty, you plant seeds of blessing. While they're being dirty, you plant seeds of faithfulness. While they're being dirty, you plant seeds of honor. And your seed is going to produce a harvest, because while they were dirty, you decided to be seedful. I just made up a word. So the Lord told that to me. Now, there's a promise over my life, and there's a promise over KCC, and there's a promise over CCIF. And there's a promise over those who are connected to this anointing that we're going to another level. And you are. But it's going to have to be intentional. And you have to be concerned about your future. You do. You do right now. You can't beg nobody else to do it. You have to be concerned about your future. And so concerned about it that you're willing to make the necessary changes that you need to make in order to go to your next level. Nobody can make you go there but you. I want to have a heart-to-heart with you, but I want to open a part two up to 150 people. Sister Joy, we're going to open up to 150 people, a part two, to 150 people. And I'm getting ready to move prophetically and minister under the anointing, but I want to open it up to 150 people. Hopefully it's on the website. I'm going to challenge 150 people to register for the part two of this class. And I'm going to ask you to sow a registration fee of $150. Now, again, that's not much. For the wealth of knowledge that I gave the people who attended that class, they will tell you that $150 is nothing for the information that they receive to prepare them for the next. I will be giving you insights, stocks, quick stocks, long-term stocks. I'll be giving you what to read, what to pay attention to, what to watch. I'll be giving you so many secrets. And I believe you can go to briancarton.com if you can, even while you're on this call. You want to register so you can get in on this. But it's only for 150 people. I'll be ministering to you. You that have businesses need to get a part of this. I'll be giving your business a prophetic direction and prophetic instructions for where it's going. Amen. I'll be telling you, some of you, what your gift is and how you're supposed to manage it and how you're supposed to navigate it. I'm going to share all of this next class. All right. And that class is going to be on August the 1st. That's right. It's on a Monday night. And I have blocked out that time to minister and to help you get to this next place. But it's for 150 people, because I can only do it to so many people. But it's to 150 of you that are hungry for this. You go to the website now. Go to briancarton.com and register. 150 of you need to do this now while the opportunity is open. You don't want to miss it. And it's going to help set your life in motion. You know, everybody will invest in everything but themselves. Isn't it amazing if I told you to give $100 because tomorrow you're going to get $1 billion? You do that, but you won't invest in you. And anything that you believe in, you invest. And the reason that you won't invest in yourself is because you don't believe in yourself. But all of that is changing. You are going to another level starting today, because that's why you're on this call. There are some of you who gave a seed months and months and months ago, and you never received your privacy from that clarion call. I have it. I was taking time because I wanted to say it, but with so much going on, I've not been able to say it. So with that being said, Sister Joy has them. You will be receiving them in the next 24 hours. You'll be receiving those things in the next 24 hours. I have a very strong word from the Lord for all of you in this next season. And again, that word that continues to emanate from my spirit is discipline in every area. Discipline physically. Discipline financially, discipline emotionally. Discipline has to be your gate. Following directions, following the voice of the prophet, heeding the voice of the prophet. I mean, there's so many people all over this world that I've given prophetic words to, whose lives have changed. Some I've heard, some I don't even know. But their obedience and their submission and hearing that instruction has completely changed their life. Please hear me by the Spirit. That God is getting ready to do some major things. And I want you to hear me and hear the word of the Lord. Write these things down. Number one, Netflix is going to emerge as a unique discussion for business evaluation. If I was you, I would even invest in Netflix in this season. Okay, that's the first prophecy. Number two, there's a famous actor that's going to lose his life because of a motorcycle association. Something with a motorcycle going to lose his life. Number three, a famous magician. Maybe like a David Copperfield. I'm not saying it's him, but I'm saying a famous magician is going to end up becoming handicapped. And then he's going to progress to start a campaign for those who have a similar disease. You got that? Number four, I was praying for Justin Bieber the other day. And it was almost like he faded from the limelight. And he's not going to be, you know, like Michael Jackson from childhood became Michael or Paul McCartney. That's not going to happen with Justin Bieber. It's almost like he's going to be a has-been. I don't say that in a demeaning or diminutive way. But he's not going to have the stardom that other people have. There's a hurricane coming with the letter C that's going to be real known. So when you see the hurricane come with the letter C, let's really pray. Because I believe that hurricane with the C is going to do some damage, but the saints can pray. Also, I was praying and O.J. Simpson kept coming up in my spirit. There's a famous footballer like O.J. Simpson who's going to be shown in this next season. And it's going to have something to do with O.J. or something similar to his story. So either there's going to either O.J. Simpson is getting ready to come up in the news, something's going to happen with O.J., or you're going to see something similar, like a big football player who is caught up in a scene where, I don't know, the wife is killed or something like that, okay? Also, you're going to begin to hear discussion. Now, this will happen over the next couple of years. It's not going to happen tomorrow. But you're going to begin to hear discussion about Mars. And there's going to be a transformation in travel that's going to allow robotics to see Mars, in so much that people are going to actually believe that there was life on Mars one time. People are going to be saying, was Mars the first Earth? Or can we restore Mars? Something is going to happen where those kind of pictures are going to be seen. Okay. Also, I saw a journalist. Some of y'all are saying, Private Khan, how you be getting this stuff? Just pray. He'll show it to you. I saw a journalist who once called out people for what they did wrong. He's going to be exposed for something so questionable that everybody going to think it's slander. But the Lord told me it's the truth. There's a journalist who's coming on, he's known for calling everybody out. But God said something is going to be exposed concerning him that's going to leave something so questionable. But God said it's the truth. I also want you to pray for the sport of hockey, because I saw a hockey fight that left somebody dead. I am literally seeing a hockey-related death that's going to shock the hockey world. Okay? 13th. That week is going to reshape the nation. I don't know what's going to happen that week, but August 13th is going to reshape the nation that week. I also see something happening in Japan or some kind of Japanese geophysical judgment, but something is going to happen with Japan. And something's going to happen where Japan is going to be on the news. I don't know if it's an earthquake. I don't know what it is. I'm going out there and say this. I was praying, and looked like I saw Brazil. Brazil is going to end up being a favorite to win the World Cup. I don't even know when the World Cup is. But I'm sensing very strongly that this was going to be a discussion. But I also see a smaller European nation that's going to rival that vision. Okay? So it's almost like they're going to be saying Brazil is going to win. But there's a smaller European nation that's going to stand up to that giant, Brazil. Okay? What else did the Lord show me? Invest in Buick. Buick is about to make a comeback, the car company. You understand? So Buick is about to make a comeback. The Lord showed me that more and more people are going to begin to leave the church and end their pursuit of God. Are you listening to me? We got to pray, and that's why you got to hang close to the prophet. I also saw a famous TV show host, like a Jerry Springer, that's going to lose their life. I'm not saying it's Jerry Springer, but it's someone like a Jerry Springer that's going to lose their life. Hear this. A woman by the name of Jennifer is going to marry and then get a divorce in the same season. Just remember that prophetic word. She's going to marry and then get a divorce in the same season. I want you to be, I told you to invest because I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. Banks are literally going to go out of business. Banks are going out of business. Blockbuster is going to return. I see people walking into the video store again. Remember Blockbuster? They're going to return. You hear me? I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. There's a famous rock singer about to pass away. I'm telling you by the Spirit that while we are on this call, Soviet satellites are hovering over the USA, locating and learning locations of hidden weapons. Right now, while I'm talking to you, we are being spied on like never before on a historic level. I'm telling you what the Spirit of God said to me. You can put your life on it. You can put your life on it. I write these things down. I saw George Bush in the news. Not sure why, but I saw George Bush in the news. There's a new school attack coming. I hate to say this, but this is what the Lord is showing me. We're going to witness an evacuation before the lunch bell rings. So this is going to be a morning thing that happens. Is going to be before the lunch bell rings. And this is going to be a chaotic climate. And protests is going to prepare the evaluation for government challenge. There's going to be educational whiplash. That's going to be documented before the intense increase of homeschool desire and private school participation. In this next decade, this is what you're going to witness. Public school paranoia shall diminish its presence across every state, says the Lord. Hear me good. It's the word of the Lord. I saw a bacteria that's going to be linked to chicken will be found in this next season. It may also be the pork. But I am for certain I see white meat as a problem. And I see issues with Tyson. You know the company Tyson? I see issues with Tyson and their machines not being cleaned properly. Major events are going to find this nation by December. God said this will be a Christmas that we will never forget. Chicago is on the news again. A unique display of war and chaos will be found as a display of controversial change is known. And there's a sadness about to grip the nation. But I see Chicago on television. A famous comedian is getting ready to endure a tragic ending. I saw the end of his life as it was found before the last stages of what could be a legendary career. Suddenly, without notice, this vanish has come. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. You need to be connected to a prophet. I have invited 150 of you to a private time with me for $150 so that I can give you insight for what's coming. so I can give you insight for where you're going, for your business, for your life, for your career, telling you what I know. God showed me very clearly that this year is the year of the crossroad, and some of you did not do what you needed to do in the first half. That's okay. There's a second half. I don't care what happens in the first half of a game. You can recover in the second half. And this is your season to recover. This is your hour to recover. Did you hear me? I'm going to say it again. I don't care what happens in the first half of any game. You always can recover in the last half. Hear me. I only have, according to what they said, about 75 spots left for this class. You don't have to invest in yourself. Maybe you don't believe in yourself. Maybe it's just another gimmick to you. And if that's what you believe, don't do it. But I want you to make sure that you are part of this because it's your chance to invest and start over. That's my first instruction. Kandala bakusala, lebrondolo kutalamande le kidalala basaye. That's my first instruction. Here is my next instruction. There is an unusual prophetic grace on me as God has been speaking to me, as I said, God has been speaking to me, as I said, God has been speaking to me about this nation and about your life. And I would like to release a prophetic word. I don't know who's all on here. Sometimes I get a chance to see who's on here. But I would like to release a prophetic word, move under the anointing. What I'm going to do is I'm going to flow prophetically. Matter of fact, when I hang up with you, I'm going to go probably this weekend and be releasing prophetic words. And I want to minister. I want to minister to about 200 of you, to about 200 of you on this call. 200 of you are going to sow a seed of $120. And the reason I'm doing 120 is because on the day of Pentecost, there was 120 in that space. And the Lord said to me, Lord, if I'm lying, charge it to me. The Lord said to me that this year is the year of the turnaround. That's why we sowed our seed. We were faithful and we committed because God said this is the year of the turnaround. I know what God said to me. God don't tell no lies. Somebody always say, well, Prophet Karn, you receive offerings. Yes, because I'm a prophet. I can't talk about what other people do. I can only talk about what I do as a prophet. Because as a prophet, prosperity is linked to my mouth and it's linked to an instruction. Every time a prophet showed up to somebody's house in the scripture, their release was linked to an instruction. Are you listening to me? And your breakthrough is linked to an instruction. There are 200 of you that's going to give $120 seed tonight. And in the next 72 hours, I will be releasing a very strong prophetic word into your life. And you have my word on it. It'll be the next 72 hours. Now, again, those other people already have your prophecy. I just wanted to say it, and I just had too much going on. But I have it documented, and you will receive it in the next 24 hours. But I'm telling you by the Spirit that there are 200 of you who tonight are supposed to give a seed of 120 $1,000. And I want you to go to the website and sow it. Now, if you decide to give it on the Cash App, which is Kingdom, what's that? Kingdom City Culture. Is that Kingdom City? If you decide to give it there, that's fine. I just need to be able to show the documentation that you've sent. That means you need to send me an email or something. And Sister Joy, if you're on the line, can you tell me what email they should send it to so that they can let us know that they've sent that? Because I am so adamant about this next place. You can send it to customer service at briancarn.org. That's right. You can send it to customer service at briancarn.org. Wherever you want to send it, you can send it at $PUCJR, or you can send it at the Kingdom City. But I need you to send it to customer service at briancarn.org so that we can know that you sowed that seed and we can reconcile it with our records. It is so amazing to me when I hear the testimonies of how God gave, and so many people in KCC got testimony, they don't ever come tell me. The Lord told me, he said, if people don't testify of what I do, you know, the more you thank him, the more he give you something to thank him for. If God does something for you, you testify about it. Open your mouth. Tell of his goodness. Testify. Amen. You testify about it. Are you hearing me? Yes, you testify about it. Because that's showing God your appreciation for his word. I'm telling what I know about the Spirit. This is a season of intentionality. And you can't afford to miss it. You can't afford to miss it. And what I want to do, Joy, on our next call, which is going to be next week, on our next call, I want to find a system that we can have that while they're sowing, as soon as they sow, I release a prophetic word into their life. I mean, as soon as they sow, I go to prophesying. That's what I'm doing. I believe the Lord lets us do that. But I know by the Spirit that there are 200 of you on here right now. That's right. You're on here right now. I don't thank you. I know you're here. That God said this seed that you're sowing is a seed for the upper room, you know, that next level. It's that next level seed because that's where you're going. You're going to that next level. I'm telling what I know by the Spirit. Katalaba sotolele mandalakia. I want Ilalabaka Shandala Messiah. Tell me what I know by the Spirit of God. There's a woman on this call right now by the name of Mary. And God told me to tell you, Mary, be not dismayed. I've heard you in the nighttime. And I'm the God of the day. And you will see me cause a turnaround this time tomorrow. And that is the word of the Lord. Hey, la ba shakola manda. But I'm telling what I know by the Spirit, that great things are about to happen in the life of God's people. You that will trust him, you that will obey him, you that will honor him. I'm telling you, man, I just feel such a strong anointing. And there's so much I want to say. I'm so full of revelation and so full of insight and so full of things that I desire to say to you. But the Lord told me in this hour, only feed the serious. He said, don't give your pearls to swine and give that which is holy unto dogs. Only feed the serious. Only feed those who are really ready for that next level. While the anointing is flowing, sow that seed now. Come on, everybody on this call, let's sow. There are 300 of you that can sow $12. You can give it at $PBCJR. You can give it at $at Kingdom City Culture. I'm not sure. You can go to the website, briankarn.com or .org, and sow it. But several of you need to give $12. But I know there are 200 of you right now that's giving a seed of $120. Lord, I don't want to say that. Talabashandele mekele mandalokosa. Zelevo suluvu suluvu kubasi. Sevendele ki kalamandalabashai. Yes, Lord. Ho bashate. Yes, Lord. There are 10 people on this call. There are 10 people on this call that's going to give $1,000. And I'm going to speak the word of the Lord to your life for the next 5 years. Yes, Lord. That's what I told the Lord I didn't want to say. We just got done giving $1,000, and I'm always very sensitive to the needs of the people. But again, God told me that I can't hold back in this hour. I'm delivered from the people. Hey, Masha. There are 10 people that's going to sow a seed of $1,000. You're on this call. I'm going to release the word of the Lord to your life for the next 5 years. Everybody who's given, just make sure you, if you can, name your seed next level. There are 200 of you giving 120. Make sure you go to customer service. What is it? Brian Karn. Brian Karn at customer service. No, customer service at Brian Karn. Customer service at briankarn.org. That's why I'll be releasing the word of the Lord. I'll be releasing the word of the Lord. Yes, Lord. I'll be releasing the word of the Lord. I'll be releasing the word of the Lord. I'll get your names and reconcile them. You let us know. But there are 10 people on this call. I don't think you're here. I know you're here. And you're sowing a $1,000 seed. You're sowing a $1,000 seed. And I will be releasing the word of the Lord into your life for the next 5 years. Get in on this while the anointing is flowing. Hey, Mashata Lamanda. Direction. God, I thank you for the gift of God that you placed in my life. I thank you for where you're taking us. Now, y'all listen to me. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Everything is changing in your life. It can't be just something that we say. Everything is changing in your life right now. I don't believe you're changing. I don't believe it's changing. I don't think it's changing. Everything in your life is changing right now. But you got to be, what's the word? Intentional. I don't want to just keep saying to you, you got to cut people off, and you just say, oh, I got to cut some people off. No, 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 no. Stop having low conversations. People try to get you to have them, tell them more grace. I'm not talking about nobody. I'm not putting my mouth on nobody. I'm not defaming nobody. Because we're a community, and that's how I want you to think. Every person you see, when somebody comes to you talking about somebody, I'm not talking about them, that's my sister. I'm not talking about them, that's my brother. I'm not talking about them. I don't do that. Now, I know that takes discipline, and I know that means people are going to think you deep, but let them think whatever they want to think about you. There's another level you have to get to, and you can't miss it for nothing. Are you hearing me? Now, again, if you think it's a game, you don't have to do it. Yeah, you don't have to do it, but I'm telling you, I know by the Spirit of grace that something powerful is happening in the lives of those who will trust God and take God at his word. I don't think what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying is right. Something so profound is going to happen in the life of God's people. But you got to get serious about this. And I am. I am so ready for what God wants to do in my life. I am so ready for the places that he wants to take me. I am so ready for the next level. I am so ready. for where he's shifting me and taking me. Amen. And it may cause me to walk by myself. But I'm willing to do it. Guess why? Because it's for my good. Are you listening to me today? Yes, it's for your good. This is going to be the best season of your life. Be intentional. Please, wake up at a time. Go to bed at a time. Be intentional. Eat what you're eating for a reason. Communicate with who you're communicating with for a reason. Be extremely intentional. And let people call you arrogant. And let people call you dismissive. But if it does not have anything to do with your destiny, I'm sorry. I'm not talking about it. You know one man who I've seen who measured this speech? Pastor Bill Winston. That man don't talk about people. I mean, that conversation about 5 minutes. Because if it's not fruitful, it's not necessary. You got to know that your words have power and they carry weight in the spirit. There are 10 people giving $1,000. God told me to say it, and God tell you I didn't want to say it. But there are 10 people on this call right now that's going to give $1,000. I'll be releasing the word of the Lord for your life for the next 10 years. I'm sorry, for the next 5 years, that's word of the Lord. I just tried to make it a little more hard on myself. But I'll be releasing the word of the Lord into your life for the next 5 years. You can sow it on the website so I know exactly who you are. Go to the website so I know who you are. And on August the 1st, I'll be doing a class. The registration is $150. Get in on this. Get in on this. You get the first batch to get in on this. I'll be talking to you about your future, about what to invest in, about what to do with your body, about your future. I'll be talking to business owners. Are you listening to me? I'll be telling you what to do, how to do it, and all of the above. Because where you are, you cannot stay. There is another level. There is another place. Ilaba shakala mandala kusalamande, elalabo sotolele mandala lakia. Are you listening to me today? I'm telling you what I know by the Holy Ghost. I love you so much. God told me that this is a season to be intentional. Pray like never before. Pray in tongues 1 hour every day, at least. I said, pray in tongues every day for 1 hour. And I, you know, we're not under the law, so I don't want you to feel bad, but just bear with me. I want you to feel bad if you don't pray in tongues right away every day. just bear with me when I say that. I want you to pray in tongues for 1 hour every day and watch what changes in your life. Nothing is impossible in the life of the believer who prays at least an hour a day. I'm telling you what I know. Can you pray in tongues for 1 day, every day for 1 hour? Let's make it your business. Let's be intentional. KCC, I am doing so much because I'm believing God wants to take us to the next level. Amen. Amen. And I want to command over you that you that desire the next level, that God would put a hunger, a birthing, a passion, a desire in you for the next level, that you get so tired of mediocrity. I am declaring today that you get tired of being in that boat. I believe I hear it so strongly that it's time for you to step outside of the boat. Are you listening to me? It is time for you to step outside of the boat. This is so powerful. What God is doing in KCC. I mean, it is so powerful. It is so powerful what God is doing, this thing in grace. Because there must be a reformation, but if there's going to be a reformation, it got to be founded in grace. Again, make sure you email customerservice@briancarn.org. That's the only way I'm going to know you sold your seed. Okay, so don't get mad, Thompson, you didn't get nothing. You're not going to get nothing if you don't follow that instruction. Send an email to customerservice@briancarn.org, so that I can reconcile your seed and I can get ready to minister to you. I'm telling you, there has to be a reformation, but it has to be founded in grace. And that's why I am so adamant about this new covenant. You know, I was thinking about it today. David is the most colorful character in the Bible. He's a saint and a devil. I mean, I'm talking about David now. He's the most colorful character. I love David because he's the most colorful character in the Bible. He's a poet. He's a singer. He's a musician, and he's a warrior. But he's a prophet, but he's also a sinner. Nobody ever held all the roles, but he's a prophet, he's a priest, and a king. You understand that? And God uniquely set him in time. Uniquely set him in time as an unusual seer of things, natural and spiritual. Okay? So you just got to think about it. Just for a minute, for you to see this, let me tell you why grace is so powerful. Because 40 years into his reigning, 40 years into David's reigning, he's sitting on the throne. He's sitting on the throne 40 years into his reigning. And there's a cedar house at the foot on one side. You listen to me. On one side, there's an old worked out lion skin. On the other side, there's a bearskin rug that was taken when he was a boy. The Bible declares that it's actually nailed in his father's barn. That's where that bear rug skin, that bear rug came from. Remember when he destroyed that bear that came after the sheep? So he's sitting on his throne. There's lion skin on one part. There's a bear rug on another part. It used to be nailed in his father's barn. He took it down, brought it into the throne room because it reminds him of the power of God that he had in his youth. Stay with me now. It reminds him of the power of God that he had in his youth. Behind his throne is a sword, but it's too big for him to carry because it's the sword of Goliath. It was taken from behind the temple when the priests of Nab, you remember the priests of Nab, they never should have let him take that throne. But remember, he ate that shoe bread and he drunk the wine, and there's no reason that he should have been able to do that. But David found something. My God. He found something that gave him license to be placed and to do things that others could not do. See, grace ain't nothing new. That's what you don't understand. David went into that temple with the priest of Nob, drunk the wine, ate from the table of showbread. He should have never been allowed to do that. But he found a window in dispensation. He found a space in time where he was able to operate in two places at the same time. Did you hear what I just said? Hey, I'm getting stirred up here. That's what he did. David tapped into something where he was able to operate under the old covenant and the new covenant at the same time. That's why he was a man after God's own heart, because he's the closest thing to Jesus.
Jesus is the only person who is in between the old and the new. When Jesus is on earth, the New Testament ain't here yet. It's locked up in him because the New Testament is in blood. That's why he said, eat, drink. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. The New Testament was in his blood. Every covenant promise is in the blood. Every healing is in the blood. That's why he had to be pierced in his side. Because when he got pierced in his side, blood came out. That was the liberation of the new covenant. Jesus, when he's here, is in an inter-testament period. He's not in the old, but he's not in the new. And David is the same thing. That's why Jesus came on the throne of David, and he's the seed of David. Are y'all listening to me today? Why? Because they are the only ones who was able to operate in two dimensions at the same time. David found something. But whatever he found, my God, put him in a position where he was able to operate in something that other folk couldn't operate in. See, other folk had found it. Remember now, other folk had found it because remember, Noah found it. Yes, Noah found grace. Y'all don't hear me. I said Noah found grace. I said Noah found grace. I said Noah found grace. If I had time, I would get into that. But the Bible declares he found it. Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord. See, the only way Noah found it, he found it, but he didn't have it. The only thing he had, it was locked up in a reflection of the Lord. Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord. What that mean? Grace was locked up in God's eyes. He only saw a reflection from something inside of someone else, but it wasn't Roman. You don't get it. He found grace, but it was in the sight of the Lord. Hey! Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. He found it, but it was in God. Hadn't been. It was not roaming yet. It wasn't moving. My God. And that's all works could do. The only thing that gave it to him was his works. He was a righteous. He was a perfect man. You don't get it. Works can give you a glimpse of grace, but it can't release it. Doing things right can give you a glimpse of grace, but it can't release grace. In the old covenant, it had to be found in the sight. I said in the old covenant, it had to be found in the sight. I'm going to say it one more time, and I'm going to stop because I'm getting stirred up. In the old covenant, it had to be found in the sight. But in the new covenant, we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. In the Old Testament, grace had to be in the eyes. It had to be seen. It had to be natural. That's the only way it could be reciprocal, because it was seen. But under the new covenant, the just shall live by faith, and you can't see it. So when folk look at you, they don't even know how you're surviving. They don't even know how you got what you got, because this thing is by faith. And that's what I'm trying to get you to understand. I got to get y'all reformed and get down in this grace, because once you get this revelation of grace, it'll change your life. It has changed me. I'm not supposed to be here. Under the old covenant, they found grace. But under the new covenant, grace finds me. And I'm glad about it. Ah! I love you. You are blessed. You are favored. I believe there's only about 60 to 70 spots left for the class. Get in on it now. 150. It amazes me, all the revelation and all the things that can happen in your life, and you don't care about your future enough to sow into it. But that's fine. I guess because my name is not Tony Robbins, no shade. I guess because my name is not, see, we don't want kingdom. We want somebody to lie to us.
We want a quick fix. We don't want to put in the work. But it's okay. You are blessed. You are favored. You that are sold that $120 seat, do it quickly. CustomerService@BrianKarn.org. There are 10 of you giving $1,000. I've given you the word of the Lord for the next 5 years of your life. That's what God told me to do. Didn't want to say it, but he told me to do it. All 10 of you move now while that anointing is flowing. Don't know if you've done it. I don't know. But I know if you have, make sure you send that email to CustomerService@BrianKarn.org. Sow it. I'll be releasing the word of the Lord to your life for the next 5 years. You are blessed. You're anointed. I love you so much. Thank you for believing in Brian Karn and Kingdom City Church. Thank you for where we're going. We got some great things to do. Yeah! I love you so much. You are blessed. More grace. Bye-bye.